We're backing it with news and views here on News Talk 1010 WCSI 98.1 FM. I'm News Director John Clark. This morning I am talking with the candidates for Bartholomew County Council. I am talking with the candidates in the at-large race with Zach Patchen, a Democrat running for one of the three seats on the county council. Zach, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thanks for having me, John.
So, by way of introduction, for people who don't know you, can you talk a little bit about yourself and who you are and what you do and where they may know you from?
Well, I'm Zach Patchett. I've lived in Columbus since 2013. I moved here in between semesters my freshman year of high school. And over this time, I've got to know the community, you know, through various jobs working in town. I worked at the Dairy Queen on 3rd Street. I worked at Panda Express around 2020. And since then, I've worked as a statistician at Cook Medical in Bloomington. And yeah, I've got this kind of passion for public service that has fostered over the years. I kind of inserted myself into this political world that I feel like a lot of young people aren't really attracted to. And I've enjoyed it quite a bit. It's been very eye-opening getting to see exactly what happens, you know, in all these meetings. And I'm really hoping to just kind of stand up for the people that aren't able to make it to these meetings. I've met a lot of people throughout my time working at all these various jobs, and I think a lot of people in Bartholomew County are struggling. And I think that the role of government should be to help build people up as best they can. But right now, I feel like our government is mostly concentrating on building up big businesses. But we can get to that later.
Well, when you are looking at the possibility of running for office, what made you interested in the county council in particular?
Well, it was available. So I only started going to the Democratic Party meetings earlier this year. Previously, I was involved with an organization called Hoosier Action. And through them, I kind of, you know, found my way into the like kind of City Hall of Columbus, advocating against the 6th Street in Washington project, where they were approving a $5.8 million subsidy for essentially luxury housing. And through that experience, I found that it was important to stay involved, not just, you know, show up in opposition kind of in a one-time instance. And so after that experience, I showed up at the Democratic Party, and they had three blank lines for candidates for county council. And it kind of felt like it was a sign. And so I decided I'd throw my hat in the ring, start involving myself in county politics. And since then, I've attended dozens of meetings at the county level. I continue to attend city meetings as well. And I'm hoping to kind of mesh the two. There's not a whole lot of communication between the two sides of government, from what I've understood. And so that's what I'm hoping to do by being involved and by representing the, you know, the residents of Columbus at large, you know, for Bartholomew County.
So obviously the main role of the county council is financial and making appropriations and setting budgets. One of the things that the county's had going for it the last few years, I hate to say this, is with COVID relief funds. There's been a lot of money coming into the county, and it's been able to tackle a lot of things. Do you think that money has been used well, and what do you think the county is going to need to do now that that money is drying up?
I think that money's been used relatively well. I think if you really get in the weeds of it, some of it's been used better than others. One thing that I think is a glaring missed opportunity is revitalizing the Youth Services Center that is decaying, and the council members were even like, you know, saying that it may be not safe for people to live in. And that's the kind of thing that you should be investing that money in. And it's not. They're using it for other projects. But I do think it has allowed a certain flexibility within their budget over the past few years. I think that's been helpful. They're able to get to things that they need to, but I wish it could have been prioritized a bit better. I think the next few years without that money is going to be difficult. You have to figure out how to make do with what you have. And so now we're going to be working on a more tight budget. We have to be even more efficient with the tax dollars that we're going to be spending. I think things like the King's Hawaiian Project is kind of an example of what I don't think we should be doing going forward. That kind of economic development essentially picks and chooses winners and losers. And I'm not into that. I think that's not really the role of the government. I think that if anything, we should be, again, kind of enabling everyday people to be able to open up their own business. So by helping a company like King's Hawaiian, now some small, you know, bakery can't, you know, compete as well in a larger market. So that's ultimately, I think, that the biggest change I think would be necessary moving forward and working without that American Rescue Plan funds.
Well, and you mentioned the Youth Services Center. Are there any particular challenges or, you know, roadblocks coming up that you see for the county you'd like to work on?
I think transportation is typically the one I will I'll shout from the rooftops most, because I think that accessible public transportation is the easiest way to connect people to economic opportunities, and it also changes like the housing market as far as affordability goes and, you know, what's attractive. So if you, say, live outside of the city of Columbus, I think you should be able to hop on a bus and get to downtown Columbus, and you should be able to, you know, work there. We're already kind of talking about that right now at the city level, where they're talking about having city buses go from Edinburgh to Walesboro. And that's more of what I would like to see. And that's something that I think that has not been getting talked about at the county level. I've brought this up at different county meetings and have been, you know, relatively brushed off. And so that's the challenge I would like to kind of take up right now. I already have been trying to do that, obviously. But
I think one of the bigger concerns for the public in the election is going to be the security of our elections, both on the side of, is your vote going to be counted accurately, and is your voice going to be heard, and also what it's going to be like for with some self-appointed poll watchers that might be coming in and trying to intimidate voters. What's your feelings on how we're doing in Bartholomew County, and if people can feel secure in the voting place and that their vote is going to be tallied correctly?
I feel relatively secure with our election process, and I do think that there is, you know, still concern to be had about, you know, the self-appointed poll watchers. I think that if there's any kind of intimidation at the polls, that should be dealt with and reported. I think the transparency is the most important part to addressing this. I've already seen people that are that were kind of making a stink about early voting at Donner, that people were standing out there and kind of harassing voters before they made their way in. I recognize that you can do that within a certain radius, but it just still doesn't look great. And I don't think that that's kind of the way to reach voters. I think that you should probably be trying to do that in other ways.
Well, as we wrap up, any thoughts for the voters, any message to folks if they're trying to make the decision on who their next Bartholomew County Council representative will be?
I think you should vote for the future. I think that we've been kind of stuck with a right-wing county government for decades. There's not been a Democrat on the council since like 1986. So I think that needs to change. I also think that other demographics need represented. I am the youngest person in this race. I'm 26 years old. I think that a lot of people my age don't really see the value in participating in local politics.
We've been talking this morning with candidates for Bartholomew County Council. We've been talking with at-large candidate Zach Patchett on the Democratic side. Zach, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thanks for having me.
And thanks for listening to us here at News and Views on News Talk 1010 WCSI 98.1 FM. I'm John Parkley. Back next week with more News and Views. Hope you have a great weekend.